Hachette Audio presents Golden Girl, a novel. Written by Ellen Hildebrand. Read by Aaron Bennett. Dedication. To my children, Maxwell, Dawson, and Shelby, I will never leave you. Martha. She receives a message from the front office. A new soul is about to join them, and this soul has been assigned to Martha. Martha puts on her reading glasses and finds her clipboard. The soul is arriving from Nantucket Island. Martha is both surprised and delighted. Surprised because Nantucket Harbor is where Martha met her own fateful end 2 summers ago, and she'd thought the front office was intentionally keeping her away from coastal areas so she didn't become, as Gen Z said, triggered. And Martha is delighted because, well, who doesn't love Nantucket? Martha swoops down from the northeast so that her first glimpse of the island is the lighthouse that stands sentry at the end of the slender golden arm of Great Point. Martha spies seals frolicking just off the coast, and sharks stalking them a little farther out. She continues over Pulpus Harbor, where the 12-year-old class of Nantucket Community Sailing are taking their lessons in optimists. One boat keels way over and comes dangerously close to capsizing. Martha blows a little puff of air, and the boat rights itself. Martha dips over the moors, dotted with ponds and crisscrossed with sandy roads. She sees deer hiding deep in the woods. A jeep is stuck in the soft sand by Jewel Pond. Next to the jeep, a young man lets a stream of swears fly. My, oh my, Martha thinks, while his girlfriend tries to get a cell signal. She's sorry, she says. She just really wanted the early morning light for her Instagram photos. Martha chooses the scenic coastal route along the uninterrupted stretch of the South Shore. Despite the early hour, there are plenty of people out and about. A woman of a certain age throws a tennis ball into the rolling waves for a chocolate lab of a certain age. Martha misses dogs. She's far too busy to ever make it over to the pet division. A white-haired gentleman charges into the water for his morning swim. There are a handful of fishermen out on Smith.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?